All right, we got the old Charlie Pride, Country Charlie Pride, with us this morning.
I am laughing.
That's my favorite song. That's back in my, throwback days, Chucky Pride.
Yes, good old Charlie Pride, former baseball player and all that.
He has some good lyrics on that song.
He does have good lyrics on that song.
I could play the whole thing, almost did.
I'm not sure my audio is as loud as it was before. What do you think? Does it sound good?
Yep.
Does it sound good?
Yep.
Okay.
It was a little bit too hot yesterday, so.
Oh, it was.
So today is right on the money.
Right on the money. All right. Well, that's what we want to hear.
Need to see if Charlie Pride can call in tomorrow.
Oh, well, I don't know if he can do that.
I don't think he's around anymore.
I don't think he's around anymore.
No. Yvonne B's got the joke of the day today.
Oh, joke of the day. All right.
7:23. She sent it.
7:23. Nice.
What state is the smartest?
What?
What state is the smartest in the country?
I for some reason you cut out. Can you say that again?
What state is the smartest?
In the country?
In the USA.
In the United States, what's the smartest? I would say New Jersey. I don't know.
Alabama.
You're kidding.
It has four A's and a B.
There you go. I like that.
It's a little tricky.
That's a good one.
That's a sly question, actually.
That is a sly question. Four A's and a B. Well, you can't beat that.
From Yvonne B., who will be hotter than a red turnip on Friday, 101 Friday.
Oh, that's why they're having it in the morning, because they don't want to be around for that temperature.
It's not too bad.
That's hard to deal with.
70 right now, not too bad.
Yeah, 70's not bad. But you're, and what's the high today?
Only 102.
Only 102. You have 32 degrees to go.
If you like Monday, it'll be Monday's going to be 105.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Sarah was messaging me yesterday, and she was out shopping some big sales. Kohl's was having a big sale. She ended up at Goodwill and found some treasures. And she said it was really hot, and she said it was even hot in the stores. Man.
I hopped on the mower, mowed the ditch, did some weed eating, did some spraying of some weeds, and an hour and a half I was done with everything. So that's good, because it was hot out there.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that later in the day when it's super hot.
ABC 7 News out of Amarillo shows the Treasury Department announced yesterday that there's a new verification process that found $99 million in payments for deceased recipients.
$99 million?
Yep, they have a new way to verify stuff, so now they found almost $100 million in payments for people that are no longer here.
Wow. Well, that's
so
money
I called
in the
him.
Bank right there.
I called him and said, hey, I think I know that guy.
Well, if all the benefits are running out, they better start scrambling to find where the money's going that it shouldn't be soon, so that we can keep it going.
It says you have 24 hours to claim your prize.
24 hours.
So Jonathan Toby's on the road today, heading over to Maple, wherever that is. You know where Maple is?
Maple? I've never heard of it. Let me see.
Well, I think it's a suburb of Hart or something.
Is it really? Never. Is it Maple Street?
No, Maple. The town of Maple.
Maple. The community of Maple. Let's see. We know it's not a town. Maple, Texas. Look at that. Where's that? Maple Co-op Gin. Oh, wow. That is just a little bit north. It's northwest of Morton.
Oh, man.
Southwest of Muleshoe. It's almost to New Mexico.
That's a haul.
Pretty close. Whew. That is a long, especially from Plainview. Wow.
No wonder he wasn't going to come by here.
Yeah, no.
I said, why don't you stop over?
He wouldn't be going by the station to go to Maple, that's for sure.
Well, I come by, we'll have a couple beers while you're waiting.
Yeah, why not?
Des Smith Crisis Center, again, has their summer bash coming up on the 25th of July, in just 3 days from now.
Just a couple of days. Head on over for the summer bash.
Food trucks and stuff.
Oh, Heart Days is this weekend. Oh, yep. My gosh, does it start today?
Starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, and that is a really fun event. You really want to head over there and be a part of Heart Days. Heart Days is very well organized, and they really know how to put on a summer event over there.
So
they don't have you know what it like some people do.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know who I'm talking about. I don't know what's going on there.
10-0, the Rangers win last night over the White Sox. They're now 51-50, and they're in first place in the American League West by one game over Seattle.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's funny, the game they played before yesterday, they got blown out, right? And then they shut them out. So you just never know what's going to happen.
Milwaukee police are investigating a garbage truck explosion.
Is that the one where the oxygen tanks exploded?
Yeah, it exploded because the people that threw them in the trash didn't dispose of them properly. So when they got the thing in the trash truck, it exploded because they compress everything.
Yeah, because it squeezes it all in there. Yes. And one of the guys ended up in the hospital. Did they both end up in the hospital? I'm not sure.
No, just one of them. One of them did because he had some stuff blowing his eye from the explosion.
Yeah. They said that he had some safety gear on, and that probably saved his life.
He had safety glasses on.
He still had some issues because of it.
So don't throw your stuff in the trash.
Your oxygen tank in the trash can. There are places to dispose of that, you know. Oh, my God.
90% of the people in Milwaukee are drunk. They don't know.
Yeah. then they don't need to have an oxygen tank anyway.
So you're using a new mic that sounds pretty good.
Do you think so? Okay.
Sounds better than yesterday.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted it to sound better than yesterday.
And it's probably easier, too.
Well, no, I have to hold it in my hand because I don't have it up high enough. I need to stack up some books or something.
From Successful Farming magazine, yesterday attorneys are accusing Union Pacific and Kansas and Oklahoma Railroads of anti-competitive business tactics, making things a little more difficult for farmers. They're faced to pay higher prices to move their products via the rail.
Oh, yeah. You know, they'll find a way to make it not so, but we know that it's true.
Do a little.
We know that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're doing a little under the table money.
Well, you know, they've got a monopoly on that stuff. So what are you going to do?
That's why they go through Las Vegas every day.
Yeah. they need some more monopoly money.
Beaches are closed and sandbags are filled as the tropical storm Bertha approaches the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, Louisiana's getting ready for that, and it looks like it's going to hit Houston really hard. And you know, it kind of looks like it's going to go straight out. I wonder if it's going to hook up over the panhandle. It looks like it's going to go pretty far, right across the coast of Texas to the west.
Some wind out of that.
Yeah, we'll probably get some wind. Maybe a couple of raindrops. You never know. One or two.
So Donald Trump wants the $5.6 million he paid last week back from his little lawsuit from that lady.
Oh, he wants his money back.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks after paying E. Jean Carroll $5.6 million tied to a civil sexual abuse and defamation case. He wants his money back.
Defamation.
That's what I call it. Defamation, dang it.
Well, you know, she says this happened. It was a long time ago. I don't know that there are even any witnesses to it or any information to prove that any of this happened. And he's having to pay and pay and pay, and who knows?
They actually sent him a picture of E. Jean Carroll, so he wants his money back because she don't look so good today.
Well, yeah, there was another woman who claimed that he sat down on an airplane next to her or something, and he said, "Are you kidding me?" And he really slammed her appearance as if he would even be interested in someone that looked like
When was that?
Oh, that's been, I don't know. I think that was before he was president again, or I don't know.
I said that to the lady on the plane Monday.
Oh, you did? What did you say?
I said, "How's it going?" She just stared at me and didn't say a word. She was on the aisle seat and wasn't too friendly.
You tried your best. You're always like to talk to people, and some people bite, and they'll chat with you the whole time, and other people just look at you and, like, leave me alone.
Like Ron White said one time, high maintenance.
Oh.
This chick was high maintenance.
So there wasn't anybody in between?
No, that was on the plane from Amarillo, from Dallas to Amarillo.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There wasn't any, but... Oh,
two seats on each side.
Two-seater, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, well, then, there you go.
She was sleeping before we actually took off, and then she kind of woke up as we took off, and then went back to sleep.
Oh, okay, so you were keeping tabs on her then.
Well, I looked over there because, you know... I was
right next to you.
I wanted my damn peanuts and 7-Up and didn't get nothing.
It's not like there's anywhere else to look.
On Dallas to Emerald, they never give you nothing to eat or drink.
No, they always say, "Oh, we're going to have turbulence," and then there's like two bumps, and then it's smooth sailing the rest of the way.
They kept the seatbelt sign on the whole dang 48-minute flight.
Oh, man, that stinks.
And that was the longest 48 minutes ever.
Oh, man.
So from Denver to El Paso, above average temperatures this week with record-breaking heat.
Yeah, it's just been brutally hot, hasn't it?
It was only 98 yesterday coming back from Hereford, so, you know, I was like, hey, at least it ain't 100.
Well, at least you're not in the triple digits. Can't complain about that.
So if you have these...
Or you can... What was that?
If you have these coins, you can probably retire. I just found a list of coins that are worth a lot of money.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm pretty sure I don't have any of those.
I bet you do. You have a little coin purse full of crap.
Crap.
A 1964 Kennedy half dollar right now is worth $10,800.
Well, there must not be very many of them if it's worth that much money.
The first year it was issued, special striking varieties and strong demand. So a 50-cent piece that was made in 1964 is worth $10,800.
That's a lot of money. That's pretty good little bit of change there.
If you have a 1915 penny, it's worth $5,000.
Oh, really? 1915?
The wheat penny.
How much?
$5,000 for one penny.
$5,000. My dad collected wheat pennies for a long, long time. And then somebody stole them, and they were all gone.
Oh.
They didn't collect them anymore.
Were you the guilty party?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, it wasn't me.
If you have a penny from 1973, it's worth $1,500.
Why 1973?
Because it's a memorial reverse penny.
Memorial reverse penny. What does that even
mean? I don't even know what that means, but that's what it's worth.
Okay.
I guess there must be two sides or something.
$15 is pretty good for a 1 cent coin.
If you have a dollar piece, it's worth $400 now from 1994, just a dollar coin.
Oh, really? A dollar? Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth how much?
$430.
Wow.
For $1.
Well, that's for a $1 piece. That's a good return.
The penny
you
that
kind of return all the time.
The penny that was made in 1961 is worth $121,924.
Why?
It was made in the Denver Mint.
Oh,
as a collectible penny.
Really?
1961.
That's like a lot of money for a penny. 1961 or
1961 D, one penny for $121,924.
Wow. I don't know. That sounds a little outrageous to me.
I had some coins once, and somehow they disappeared.
You did have a coin collection when you were younger. You and your grandpa put one together. And that disappeared, kind of like my dad's wheat pennies disappeared. Kind of the same deal.
I had a bunch of wheat pennies.
Situation. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad had a whole jar of wheat pennies. And I don't know. I'd have to, you know, if we still had them, I could look at them. But they're gone.
I had some of those little black books you put them in. I mean, blue books.
Oh, yes. Yes, with the little holes that you press the pennies into or the coins. Yeah. those are pretty cool.
From KMAC News in Lubbock and Run for the Hills, Ron Roberts.
Run for the hills.
He's running for the hills right now.
Mm-hmm.
So a former Lubbock apartment resident said she moved out of her apartment after discovering a homeless man had been living there while she was away on business.
Oh my gosh, really?
She came home and there's a guy in her apartment making himself at home.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. That's not good.
How do you get into somebody's apartment that when you don't live there?
I don't know, I guess if the door doesn't lock that good, if you know how to shimmy the lock, you can, you know, make that happen.
He was making himself comfy while she was gone.
I'll bet. He had food, he had water, electricity, air conditioning, you know, nice soft bed to sleep in. He had everything he needed.
She was only gone for 2 weeks.
Well, I guess that was plenty of time for him to move in and take over.
Sounds like some people I know.
Oh, you know some people like that?
That move in. Oh, no, that person was still there when they moved in. Okay. Guess what year the Gem Theater opened in Childress, Texas?
The Gem Theater, I have no idea. 1937.
1921.
21, wow. 80, no, that's 105 years?
But it closed
right?
In 1950.
105 years? Oh, yeah, that's 105. Oh, in 1950.
Yep.
Oh.
So it's kind of like the theater here in town is open. A lot of people went there, and it's kind of cool because this one still has the prices on the window, what you pay you to go to see a movie.
It still has that from 1950?
No, the one here in town has the prices. I don't know when it closed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, need to take some photos of that and put it on the old museum photo lab.
The old Carlisle. Isn't that what it's called, the Carlisle Theater?
Yeah, from Hardy, Carlisle, and Plainview.
Oh, is that the same Carlisle? Probably
no,
not.
Oh, jeez. What the hell? I'm going to have to get the guitar out in a minute.
I know. What's with the guitar? You buy the thing, you play it a couple of times, and then you give up on it.
I got plenty of things right here.
Okay.
News Channel 10 had a story yesterday showing a Florida family was surprised when they opened their door. Their welcome mat said hello. When they opened the door, they saw a 7.6-foot alligator standing there.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, hello, hello.
He said, I was going out to get the paper, and I opened the door, and there was the alligator, 7 feet long.
Was he like the one from Peter Pan that had the ticking clock inside of him?
No, this one had his mouth open.
Tick. Oh, he was hungry.
He's wanting a dog bone.
He got any food? He's kind of
like
a homeless guy.
So the dude closes the door, calls the police department for Palm Bay, Florida, and the wildlife officials came by and picked up the 7-foot alligator.
Well, hopefully they had something for him to eat. They might have given him a little shot to sedate him or something like that.
That would be a little shocking.
Yeah.
That'd be worse than a rattlesnake sitting there.
I would think so. That would be worse than a rattlesnake. Although I'm not sure about that. I mean,
what's a lot bigger?
The rattlesnake will bite you before you even realize it's there. And, you know, the alligator's, you know, kind of in the way. So you have a better chance of getting away, I guess.
Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller said yesterday that Governor Abbott has refused to meet with him during his 12 years in office.
Oh, he's never met with him the whole time he's been in office?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Abbott's office did not respond to a message about it. The conversation on a recent episode of his little Miller podcast thing he does.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
He said, I've never met the guy in 12 years. I don't think Greggy likes Uncle Sid.
It doesn't sound like he's like a fan.
I don't know what the deal is.
He doesn't sound like a fan there. I don't know.
Maybe Sid will run for governor.
Now, there you go.
That'd be a good one.
He could be the next governor. He's got some inside information about some stuff that's going on over there.
Thank goodness his former press secretary stopped sending me emails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the psycho lady. Yeah, she's pretty far out there.
Haven't heard nothing out of her or that other one in Colorado.
The other one in Colorado?
Yes. You know who I'm talking about.
No, I'm not sure about
Anna.
That, but well, she wasn't really in Colorado anymore. Oh, that's right. Well, she has been recently.
Yeah.
Recently. Yeah.
So, News Channel 11, KCBD in Lubbock was at the Matador Ranch Ranch yesterday.
Oh, the Matador Ranch. Nice.
They're doing their tour like Channel 10 does.
Oh, okay, where they go out and broadcast live from the communities. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. McAdoo High School is going to celebrate their 100th anniversary in 2028, even though the school closed in 1985.
McAdoo High School. Well, that's interesting. There's no school, but let's celebrate 100 years.
They're 50 miles east of Lubbock. They closed in 85, but they still have a homecoming. And the next one will be in 2028 because the school's still there.
Isn't that cool that they've kept that alive
yeah.
for 41 years? They're still having homecomings there. That's really cool.
They never tore it down.
Not everybody does that.
No. My old boss was from McAdoo. Huh?
Who did they merge with
I don't know.
85? Okay.
They're in Dickens County, so probably Dickens.
Dickens?
I bet.
Dickens High School. Yeah.
They won basketball titles in 1960, 1963, and 1964.
Wow.
State
that's
titles.
A good run. Yeah.
My old boss was impressive. From there, from Plainview.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was from McAdoo?
Yeah, Mike Fox and Mary Ann, whatever her name is, grew up in McAdoo.
Okay. I was thinking he was from somewhere up by Amarillo.
No, he worked there, but he wasn't from there.
Okay. Okay.
Which, well, McAdoo is like the size of Bootleg.
Oh, is it that small? Okay.
It's tiny.
Well, they had a school there. There must have been people there at one time. Let's see what the population of McAdoo was back in the day. Let me see. See what I can find out about McAdoo.
I'm getting my damn guitar out.
Oh, here we go. This should be fun. Hmm.
There we go.
Okay. They had a peak population in the 1950s. Try to guess what their peak population was in the 50s.
1,200 people.
250.
I told you.
They consolidated with Spur.
Spur, okay.
And that is the hometown of, you're not going to believe this,
Red McCombs.
Marshall Formby.
Really?
Yes, that's the hometown of Marshall Formby.
That's cool. Huh.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
So, I guess they have a lot of, I guess they have wind turbines there because they're known for that. So there you go.
Ashley Cook's going to be in Lubbock on February 20th of 2027.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So she's kind of an upcoming star.
Yep, she is.
She has some good music out.
Yes, she does.
So I didn't know.
I couldn't tell you what she has out, but she does have some music out.
I didn't know that Juliana Ransack was dating some dude. I thought she was married to this other guy.
Juliana Ransack? Who's that?
Ransack. She used to be on TV all the time with Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, you know, I just looked up this Juliana chick. She's married.
That's what I said.
Yeah, she's married to Bill.
Yeah, well, it says this dude was dating her, so I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know. Is there something that maybe I don't know.
Jerry O'Connell said he was a terrible boyfriend to his ex, Juliana Ransack. So it must have been before she married Bill.
Yeah.
He said he took all of her money.
He did? Wow, well, that's pretty crappy.
Then he dumped her.
Well, I guess you learned a lesson there.
Cher's going to have to pay $1 million in her own legal fees after royalties won a suit over Sonny Bono's stuff. So there's another mess.
Oh, really?
She has $1 million in legal fees right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they got divorced, you know.
Right.
And then he died.
They recorded a lot of music together.
So she's stuck with $1 million attorney bill.
But they recorded a lot of music together.
Yeah, but she's still stuck with a big attorney bill, $1 million. So who knows what she got.
Wow. Well, that's pretty bad for her.
Well, she's, you know, that's why she's still doing shows in Vegas.
Yeah.
She has to keep paycheck coming.
Plastic surgery done to keep herself looking good so she can keep doing shows in Vegas.
So from the Plainview Herald today, federal officers uncovered a massive fentanyl stash hidden inside a pickup entering Texas from Mexico yesterday.
Oh, really?
U.S. Customs and Border Protection patrol people.
Uh-huh.
So they had it hidden in the cab of the pickup.
Well, you know, they always try to hide that stuff, but they never seem to find the spot that can't be found. So this is what I've read about Jerry O'Connell. It says that their relationship ended abruptly when she showed up unannounced at his home and he dumped her through the building's intercom while he had another woman inside his home.
Well, he was doing a little cheating.
So she shows up to see him and he has somebody there, so he just dumped her.
That wasn't very nice.
Intercom.
Yeah.
No, that's not really nice at all.
From Pete Christie's Pigskin Preview, he previews this week the Valley Patriots.
Oh, nice.
They had a 5-7 season last year.
they did have a good run last year. Maybe this year will be even better, because you know, the coach's wife is somebody that you know.
Yeah, Dax Allen's the guy's name, the coach's name.
Yeah. Isn't he the guy that's related to your friend over there in Floyd Davis?
Yeah. Yeah. They had winning a playoff game after an 0-6 start. That's pretty crazy.
An 0-6 start. Wow. That's bad.
So we'll see what happens this year. Yeah, he went to school there.
And he came back to make it better.
Yep. That's why people need to come back to their hometowns.
Well, you know, on one side you say you never want to go back to your alma mater, because if it doesn't work out, well, you know, now you're the bad guy. And then on the other side, you come back and you could be the hero. So either way, it can turn out good or bad. Good 50-50 shot.
Yesterday was the first rain in Fort Collins, Colorado in 26 days.
Really, 26 days. Wow, that's a long time.
It looked like a monsoon hitting Fort Collins yesterday.
I'll bet. I wonder if they're getting any rain on the wildfires that they have up in the mountains.
Yeah, I haven't seen nothing on that lately. City of Muleshoe, their phones are going to be offline today for a system upgrade, so don't call the City of Muleshoe today.
Can you believe that they would turn the phones off during the daytime hours, business hours, for a system upgrade? Who does that?
So they're going to be doing that all day today.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
I think I would do that from 7 o'clock at night till midnight or something.
You do system upgrades, yes, during off-peak hours. You don't do that. No. You just don't do that.
A new lender has foreclosed on Von Miller's former mansion in Denver.
Oh, a new lender? Really? Has foreclosed?
Yeah, his house he had is now foreclosed on because he didn't make his payments.
Oh my gosh, really?
Well, he's paying for all the bills in Dallas when that chick threw him in jail or whatever it was.
Wow. He has made so much money. How could he possibly not be able to pay for his house?
Well, he's not responsible.
I guess not.
If they foreclosed on his mansion there. They gave him many opportunities.
I'm looking at the story now. It's back in foreclosure.
Yep.
And a judge's order has dealt a blow to the current owner's business model.
Probably trying to get the money out of him.
Well, it says it's now owned by Oluwojolaso. I don't know who that is.
That sounds like a bad cold.
Oh, so Von Miller sold the house to this person in 2022. Oh, and he provided financing, lending, 80% of the purchase price. And then he filed to foreclose, saying that the guy who bought it had not made a single interest-only payment on the one-year loan.
The guy refused to do the $50 credit check.
Oh, and then the guy said that he withheld payments because Miller didn't deliver the house in the agreed-upon conditions, notably with a busted smart home system. And then he couldn't rent the property for $50,000 a month as planned.
Yeah, there was a couple of hiccups.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That's a mess. JD, don't ever do owner financing. Don't do that.
J.D. Vance in the news today.
What's he up to?
The first vice president of over 150 years having a kiddo while in the White House.
In 150 years?
The first baby born to a sitting vice president in 150 years.
Wow. Well, you know, we haven't had any young vice presidents until now. He's probably the first. Is he the youngest vice president we've ever had?
I don't know, but he has four kids.
Well, he's got, yeah, and he's got another one.
I don't know about him, actually.
Yes. I don't know.
I think he's trouble.
You think so?
Texarkana, Texas yesterday had a feel-like temperature of 116 degrees yesterday afternoon.
116 degrees. Wow.
A feel-like temperature.
That's the feel-like.
With the humidity and all that stuff.
You know what somebody said? If it feels, if that's the feel-like temperature, that's the temperature.
104 in Dallas yesterday. Abilene, 102. Austin, 102. Waco, 103. Tyler, 110 yesterday.
Wow, 110.
That's hot.
That is really, really hot.
Former Denver Nuggets player was arrested for allegedly stealing a bottle of vodka from the liquor store in Castle Rock, Colorado yesterday.
Really? And how old was this person again?
I don't know. Former Denver Nuggets player. He doesn't play for
Denver
him anymore.
Nuggets player. Stealing?
Stole a bottle of vodka from the liquor store in Castle Rock.
Well, sounds like he blew all his money on drinking and drugs.
He had an agreement with the liquor store to talk about him during halftime.
Well, that was back in the day when he actually played.
He got a free bottle of liquor.
Free bottle of liquor every time I walk in the door.
Former NFL quarterback Robert Griffin III was on board the United Airlines Boeing 777 bound for Munich this week when it declared an emergency after it took off from Houston. One of the engines blew up.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow.
He said the engine caught fire with a string of loud bangs. The pilots brought 267 people and 13 crew members back to safety, back to Houston. They turned around and came back to Houston.
And this is RG3?
Robert Griffin III.
Right, RG3, wow.
Yep. He said, I heard a little bang, and then I heard a couple more bangs, and then I heard it a couple more.
I'll bet it was a lot. I'll bet it wasn't a little bang either. It was pretty loud. At least as loud as a lightning strike.
Luckily, they were close enough to turn around and land safely.
Thankfully. That is unbelievable. Wow, that's scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Miami Dolphins have agreed on a three-year, $51.3 million contract extension with former Texas Tech Red Raider Jordan Brooks, as reported by ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Oh, Adam Schefter, your favorite.
He was a linebacker with Texas Tech, and now he's with the Dolphins. That's pretty good money for 3 years.
Remember the guy we talked about yesterday that ESPN let go, the Clark guy?
Ryan Clark.
His name? Ryan, yeah. Did you see how they fired him? He was live. And he had a commercial break, and they pulled him out and told him they were letting him go with 10 minutes left in his show, because the news was going to go, the story about him being fired had already leaked out, and all of these other news sources were going to put it out there, and they were afraid that he'd see it while he was on the air, so they wanted to tell him before he could say anything.
That's a chicken, you know, way of doing it.
They fired him while he was live on the air during a commercial break.
I don't respect ESPN.
Well, I didn't really like him anyway, and I did see he did have a lot of issues with people because you know, he just thought a whole lot of himself, and he did make the comment to someone saying, "Well, that's the non-player in you," with the comment that they made, and then he had to apologize for saying that. So, you know.
Well, they fired him, so I wouldn't apologize for nothing.
Well, this was before they fired him. That he this
this happened like last
Never
year.
Never worked for big know. Companies. They're a bunch of idiots.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just work for yourself because you'll never want to spend another day working for anybody else.
You don't want to put on the suit and tie, you know?
No, not if you don't have to. Jeez. I'm not putting on no suit and tie.
The reason they're firing everybody is because they've, you know, bought the NFL Network and they're in a lot more debt now.
Well, they're owned by Disney.
Yeah.
So that's all coming from Disney.
Disney means debt.
Disney is pretty much trying to consolidate the NFL Network and ESPN. So, you know,
like
I don't know how that's going to turn
David
out,
Gibson but, said, everybody's consolidating stuff, and now you got no choice and nothing.
Really? Yes. And that's where monopolies come from. Okay,
that's where the game came from.
Over time. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to Todd and Nancy in the Morning and the AgriPlex Report on 1470 AM, 102.7 FM, KDHN, the Twister, your ag station. We have market reports, ag news, and weather, and the best country music around right here, coming right out of Dimmitt, Texas. Everybody have a great day. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.